Welcome to It's My Health with Kristen Jeffers. I'm so glad you're here. If you're looking for health to be made simple with steps that you can follow and understand, you're in the right place. Let's jump into this week's episode. Hey friend, welcome back. All right, this one's for the ladies, and I think most of you that listen are ladies, but just for fair warning to any men who might be listening, or if you listen to this with children or men around, we're going to talk about boobs today. So God created us women with them. They are a vital part of what our bodies are created to do, and keeping them healthy is really important, especially as we get older and as we start to realize things that are in products we may have been using in the past, or maybe you still are using. It's really important that you kind of step back and look at the big picture of how all those things interact and infect. Affect. How it all affects our breast health. So let's just go over a few, facts and tips and whatever. I don't have an outline for this, and I love outlines, but I try not to come at you guys with outlines because that's boring. I want this to be more of a conversation. And if my dogs go ballistic in the background, I'm seeing a cat through our window and they haven't spotted it yet. But if it gets real bad, I'll just like pause and edit things out later. But fair warning, they may bark. So one of the big factors for breast health is actually looking at the health of our lymphatic system. And if you're not familiar with what that is, lymph is a clear fluid that is in our entire body. The lymphatic system is very closely knit with the immune system. I really don't think you can per se separate the two. They are different, but they're very, very closely tied. So the lymph, unlike the blood, is not pumped through the body. You guys, I can't talk today. Lymph is stagnant, and the way it moves is by us moving our muscles. So when the muscles contract and move, then the lymph is able to move through the body. With our blood, the heart pumps, and that moves the body through, you know, the veins and all of that, and that's how that gets moved. So even if we don't move a whole lot, like, our blood is still moving because our heart is pumping. Now, it's best for us if we are moving, because that helps, you know, build up our endurance and keep our heart healthy, whatever. But the lymph has to have some kind of movement outside itself to move around. So why is moving lymph important? Lymph is one of the big ways that we remove toxins from the body. So when the lymph is stagnant, it's just sitting there collecting all of those toxins, and then that allows them to create an environment that's welcome for disease and illness, and we don't want to encourage that. So our breast is like near some of the biggest lymph areas, or is one of the biggest lymph areas, I guess, if you want to put it that way. I don't want to get real sciencey on it, and I probably can't explain it down to a real scientific level, but you don't have to have a degree in science to take care of this, and that's a great thing, because I definitely don't have one, and I don't really want to go for one. But moving that lymph is important. So how do we do that in a way that's going to promote breast health? Lymphatic massage and dry brushing are basically the same concept. With lymphatic massage, you just do it with your hands. So you can start this right now, even while you're listening, unless that would be weird because you're like in public or something. But dry brushing you would do on your bare skin with a body brush that's designed for that kind of thing. So when you're working with lymph, you always want to use gentle pressure. You don't need to like push really hard. You just want to move the skin. Like, that's really all. So it doesn't have to be uncomfortable. I know when I first thought dry brushing, I was like, oh, that's like not going to feel great. And it did feel a little weird. But I quickly got used to it because it doesn't take a whole lot of pressure and it actually feels really good. It like stimulates your skin and just kind of gives you a refreshing feeling. And it really energizes me when I do take the time to do it in the morning. But you always want to work toward the heart, use gentle pressure. And this does not have to be a long process. Like you can literally just, you know, either set a amount of time that you want to do it for, or you can do a certain number of passes. So for me, especially if I'm doing it in the morning when I first get up, like I'm not an early riser. I pretty much lay in bed right until I have to get out of bed to start my day because my husband's leaving for work and therefore I'm, you know, the one responsible for my son. So I just do three passes, you know, like, and I work my body in sections. So specifically around the breast area, you can come from under your armpit towards your breast and then, gently lift it and stroke up underneath. And then you can also come from above it and stroke down a little ways, always making sure that you're not, you know, making your skin irritated or uncomfortable. Because again, you just need that light pressure. So that's a great way to do that. You know, always working toward the heart. So when I'm working on my right side, I will brush kind of from the inside side toward my heart so that once I've moved the lymph on that side, I'm moving it over toward the heart because the heart does, like the movement of the heart will move some of the lymph around the heart. So you're wanting to work that direction. So that's one thing that you can do. And if you don't have the brush, just stroke your skin the same way in the same direction with your fingers. Sometimes I'll do this in the shower with like a loofah or a scrunchie, whatever you guys call those things that people use in the showers. I don't know. I've heard both. I know a loofah can be a like actual specific kind of sponge for your skin, but some people also call those like bright colored mesh things that you wash your body with loofahs. So whatever you call it, that's what I'm talking about. But I'll do this if I haven't taken the time to dry brush. I'll use that to wash my body instead of a washcloth, and I will do it up from my legs all the way up working toward my heart. So, you can do your entire body, but you can still also just focus on your breast area as well. So if you're in a hurry and don't have time for that, work it into your shower. Like, you're already scrubbing your body anyway. Just be a little bit more strategic with it, right? So there's ways to get that in. Also, not wearing a tight bra or just not wearing one at all. And I don't mean out in public, but like if you're home and it's appropriate to do so, just skip wearing it entirely and please don't sleep with it. You are cutting off circulation that your body needs. You're also pooling that lymph right around your breasts. And we just talked about why we want to move it. So pooling it would be the exact opposite of that. But let them breathe, let them move, you know, when it's possible and appropriate to do so. But if you are wearing a bra, make sure it fits you. Like, I know you want the support and everything so that you don't look funny and you're modest, but don't wear them ridiculously tight. Like, I wear mine on the loosest setting so that I'm not, you know, cutting that circulation and lymph movement off entirely. And I could wear mine on the tightest setting because I'm really thin, but it's just uncomfortable after a while. So I don't like to wear it on that setting anyway. So that's another easy thing that you can do. Another thing that's really helpful for healthy breasts is progesterone. This helps to avoid pain in the breasts around your cycle. It helps with the health and density of the, I don't want to say the skin.
I guess, the cells in your breasts. Like, a lot of women have said when they're using natural progesterone to support their bodies, they notice that their breasts are fuller and just look better in general, and they feel better. So that's a great way to do that. I have a natural serum that I use every day, mostly every day when I'm on target with my routine. But it does help with that. If I start to experience pain in my breasts, like right before my cycle happens, I'll rub some right where the pain is. And it does help me with that. And when I start to feel that pain, I know that my progesterone is probably lower than it should be. So I can make sure that I'm using it consistently. And if I am already, you know, add an extra drop of it to my routine or whatever the case may be. You guys, I'm laughing because my dog is laying in my lap and just like staring me in the eye. Welcome to my life. Hi, puppy. He wants to be involved. This is really not a conversation for you on multiple levels. But anyhow, those are great. Also, staying hydrated with clean water. We recently got a water filtration system, and I'm so excited about it because now I don't have to. I was choosing not to worry about the things that were in our water, like I talked about a few episodes ago, but now I really don't have to worry about it because they're being filtered out, which is great. And I'll have to do another episode maybe on why we chose to filter and all of that. I did do a recent post on my Instagram about it, some of the things that are no longer in our water, if you're curious about that before I get an episode out. But so drinking enough water, because that helps to move things through. It helps to keep the lymph healthy and moving. It allows you to get things out of your body via the urine as well, which is one of the best ways to move junk out. Urine and poop are some of our best detoxing friends. And when that's not working right, we back things up into the lymph and to other areas of our body that we don't want there. So that is something I'm continuously working on, is making sure I drink enough water. But that helps that as well. And then also just keeping track and having a general understanding of, you know, what your breast should feel like, and, you know, being aware of bumps or lumps that might need to be checked. If you are going to get it checked, like, I'm not at the point where I've ever had one of these done yet because I just turned 30, but thermograms are a much safer option than mammograms. Mammograms involves radiation, which is not great for the body. Obviously, sometimes with an x-ray or something like that, it may be necessary. But with the mammogram or thermogram, these are helpful in, you know, checking to make sure that nothing is there. I wouldn't say they're mandatory. Obviously, that's each person's decision, and, you know, you use your own discernment, based on medical history and all of that to decide, you know, if you think you need those. But thermograms work with I think it like reads the heat signatures in your body and gives you the same kind of picture where you can see what's going on. And actually, some women have said that they're more accurate than mammograms in the way that they function. So you do have to find someone in your area who does that, but they seem to be, I don't want to say becoming more mainstream, but they're not as outside the box and rare as they used to be, I think would be a fair way to put it. I know, a friend of mine sees a professional, I guess is the word, who does them in Greenville, South Carolina. So there are options. I wouldn't doubt there are some in Charlotte area as well, wherever you may live. You know, there's probably someone in a bigger city where more of the practitioners are. And if you have a holistic practitioner or, you know, a more naturally minded doctor, they may know people as well. So just doing an internet search or asking people who would be in those circles could easily, you know, give you a referral to those people. So if that's something you want to keep tabs on, that might be a better option for you, because you won't be exposed to that radiation and you don't have to worry about your thyroid being affected and other parts of your body as well. If you are doing that, just make sure you're getting lots of antioxidants to help battle the free radicals from the radiation that are going to affect your cells, and you know, get outside, do some grounding, there are essential oils that help mitigate the responses in your body to radiation. So, you know, look those up, use some of those. I can't tell you specifically what those are here for compliance issue sake, but I wish I could. But again, just do a little research of your own. You'll find them. But I hope that was helpful. It was just kind of randomly on my mind today, so I figured it'd be a great topic to talk about, because it may not be October, but all women have them, and every day of the year we should be looking to keep them healthy and doing the things that we need to do for ourselves, right? So I will talk to you guys next week about whatever topic is on my mind.
Thanks for being here every week. I love talking to you. If you're curious about my favorite essential oils and toxin-free products that I use in my own home every day, or you'd like to chat with me for a free health consultation, go to my website, kristenljeffers.com. Make sure that's Kristen with an E, and go to the Contact Me section. Fill out that form letting me know what you want to know more about, and I'm happy to reach out to you. I can't wait to get to know you better. Until next week.